Let's do a podcast, yeah. Good evening, Josh.
Welcome to the Gleeful Podcast with Josh, Jen, and Ed. You can find us online at gleefulpodcast.com, on the Twitter at Gleeful Podcast. I'm at Josh Brunell. She's at Jenny B. Creative. He's at Edward Giordano. Jennifer.
Joshua.
As you can tell, I closed a bar last night.
Yeah.
We went to visit my parents yesterday because my brother's moving to Seattle. If you're in Seattle and you see my brother, say hello.
He'll be the one in the short sleeve plaid shirt.
Does he wear
with
a
flip phone.
A t-shirt that says Josh's brother? Like,
he does. How would people... You know, I've been trying to. I've been asking for years to get him to wear that t-shirt. No, he's moving up to Seattle. He's going to work for Amazon, and he's going to make more money than all of us could dream. But he's the successful one in the family.
More than all of us can dream?
Like, yes.
That's a lot. Like, I could dream of a lot of money. Like,
it is a lot of money.
I mean, I'm not going to say that I physically have ever held it, but there you go. I can dream big.
Dream big. Well, if you don't dream big, what's the use?
If your dreams are moderate and realistic, this far exceeds that. Okay,
no. Yeah. Ed, that was a really good David Cook joke. So I'm going to tell it
again. I love David Cook. That song is so good.
David Cook, the guy I went to high school with?
No, David Cook,
yeah.
Who
yeah,
won
the seventh American
Idol,
a.k.a. your high school sweetheart. No, maybe.
Remember, maybe. If you don't dream big, what's the use in dreaming? If you don't dream big, what's the use in nothing?
You know, that was like my most popular podcast of my American Idol, because I had the intelligence to name the episode Dream Big. And when they didn't sell the song on iTunes, I got crazy hits on that specific episode.
Yeah, I remember that. That was pretty
awesome.
But yeah, so my brother's moving to Seattle, so we went to visit my family yesterday, last night, for a little barbecue, and I was on Twitter, and this band that I went to high school with, called The Army of Freshmen, look them up on iTunes, they're pretty good, kind of a power pop band. Very Southern California sound, and so they had tweeted, hey, we're playing at Bombay, which is in downtown Ventura where I grew up, and I said, we're all going to Bombay, so I somehow convinced my entire family and my parents to go to a bar and listen to a punk band play, and it was kind of amazing. but that's why I sound like this.
Yes.
Slightly lower than usual.
Slightly lower.
Slightly lower.
Just a bit. A smidge.
Just a smidge. Jennifer, how are you today?
I'm fine.
Good.
I had a busy, productive day, but it was good.
Awesome. And Ed, first of all, how are you?
I'm good. And I like this, like a loaded moment, because I have like lots of things to say.
And now, and question number two, would you like to tell the listeners about your new podcast?
Well, I would like to, but first I want to talk to something gleeful-ish.
Oh my gosh.
I know, right? I have too many things going on in my life.
You're already getting on to topic? Wait, we're only 5 minutes
something
in.
No. Okay. Next to Minneapolis. So if there's any gleeful podcast listeners in Minneapolis, I would like to meet up for food or drink. I'm a nice person. I don't bite too much. So too much. I do. Like if you get a small nibble, it'll be okay. Nice. So yeah, it's if you want to meet up with me next weekend in Minneapolis, feel free to tweet me or email me. Probably tweet me. That's probably the fastest way to get a hold of me.
There you go.
And then I'm starting a new podcast, as Josh said. I'm super excited about it. I got my co-hosts together, and I've been like crazy with the email newsletters to them, like bi-daily. I send something out. I'm like, okay, like this. I've thought about it some more. So this is some more stuff we're gonna be doing. But A, they haven't run away, and B, they seem excited about it. So it's gonna be a sci-fi fantasy book club. Monthly book club podcast, but I already get the feeling, because I've been talking to them, that our chemistry is going to be really good, and I don't know, it might turn into more than monthly, which means I'll have to fork out some money for a real feed, which might happen. But I think for the first month we'll just do the one episode, and then it'll probably be awesome, and I'll probably crack a week later. But you know, that's okay.
Well, no, it sounds really fun. Now, when you say that's it's awesome. Going to be a sci-fi book club. You do have Gabby Broadwatch on Twitter.
Gabrielle, a Miss Winter Soldier, who is a longtime listener of Gleeful, and Tiffany Langston, I think is her last name. And I put out the message, and I was like, hey, anyone interested? And I got a few replies, and I picked them because they're awesome. And I've been wanting to do something with Gabby for a long time. So it's like exciting to do something with
it. And awesome. When you say science fiction book club, are you guys just going to read books and discuss books?
Yeah, we're gonna rotate. Like, I'm gonna pick the first book, and then we're gonna each of the hosts are gonna pick a book, and there's gonna be a fan choice, and they're gonna rotate through that. And
awesome.
we're gonna announce it at the end of the episode. Like next in a month, our podcast is gonna be about this book. And then everyone should hopefully read it or be okay to be spoiled, one or the other.
That can be really aggressive, because some of those books might get long. I mean,
like a month, thousand
you know,
pages.
You'd have to really hammer through some of those big Robert Jordan books.
Well,
to
I mean, along. I'm not, my decisions weren't silly in terms of size. The first month I chose a book that's 196 pages.
Oh, okay. Like,
and then the second book I chose is like 300. So I understand that. I hope my fellow co-hosts understand that. But I think I've been talking. Like at first, they were like, I don't know, I don't read lots of sci-fi fantasy. But now they're like super into it. So it's gonna be fun because it's gonna be fun. And hopefully awesome. some people will listen from the show.
It sounds really cool. It's a neat idea.
Yeah, we look forward to promoting it on this podcast, and we hope.
Yeah, no, we already did. I know. I already feel like I'm super plugged. And then, in addition to that,
why not? Why the heck not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else are we doing this for?
true story.
A little bit of self promotion never hurt.
Yeah.
And then, in addition to that, since I have the new mic, and one should have guessed this, but the EP is on its way. No date though, but it's on its way. It literally is on its way. I recorded some stuff, and it's sounding super exciting.
Awesome.
Well, that's very exciting, Ed. Very cool. So Ed's doing all kinds of stuff. Jennifer's making a gazillion robots. She's selling
and
robots.
Penguins.
Hand over fist.
Penguins are very popular.
Are those all wedding toppers, or are they statuettes?
They're essentially the same, but they are wedding cake toppers that are, they're sculpted out of clay, so they last, and they're painted with acrylics, and they're little miniature. Penguins, yes, crazy popular, robots, which is cool. So
yeah.
Can you make robot penguins?
Uh-oh.
I could.
That'd be amazing.
Actually, I really
I mean, why not? I mean, you're doing, I mean, take the two most popular things.
Yeah. Just combine everything that's working.
Seriously. But I did do a prototype for steampunk-esque robots, and they got good response just on Instagram, so hopefully I'll have them finished up and on the site for sale very soon.
I'm super jealous of your like artisticness.
Thank you.
I see your stuff, and like you're on Etsy, and you're like, oh wait, I'm super awesome, and then I'm like, well, I'm just Ed.
Oh, but you're doing stuff, Ed. Don't even.
No.
And then Josh has his writing. I mean, I wish I could write.
Oh well.
I just have crazy dreams that he writes about.
You've made more money. So we've gathered here today to discuss Glee, as we do on a reasonably recurrent basis. The topic for this particular conversation is going to be tribute episodes. We'll talk a little bit about our favorite tribute episodes and some tribute episodes we hope to see coming. There's not a lot of news in the Gleeverse other than that.
They started filming. That is news, is it
that
not?
That is true. They did start filming, and apparently, I mean, yeah, depending on how spoilerific you want to be, there is some details out about what they're filming and some of the plot lines for these first few episodes. So if you want to go hunt those out, you can. That's kind of out in the ether. So that is kind of exciting to know that they are back.
Yeah.
And they are doing, you know, the show does go on.
And it will launch, it will premiere, what, September 23rd or something?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
Or 28th, they have a set date for it.
Yes.
Which I was a bit surprised.
Hang on, I'm going to look it up.
Does anybody else hear that cricket?
Yeah, that echo, or not echo, but you always go silent for a second.
It's a cricket, he's in the house.
There is a cricket. No,
it's
when
coming
I type
from inside
it,
the house.
It mutes our microphone because it's like you're typing and it's trying to do us a favor.
Lay's do us a flavor. You know, that was like the best campaign name ever. Lay's do us a flavor. You know what's sad news?
I mean, the wrong website. That website started playing Glee music. What's the best website ever, Ed?
Or not best website. No, I said, you know what's sad news is that Bunheads got canceled. Bunheads did get canceled,
and you're a huge fan of that show.
I know. I'm like, super depressed, because I know it was on the bubble, and then it qualified for some kind of, like, California small production, like, grant from the California state government. So then they got that money, and then apparently ABC Family is like, screw that money and gave it back, I guess. They're like, we don't want your $3.5 million to produce our show.
Wow.
So we are getting conflicting information now in the chat room. They're saying that production was pushed back to September 26th.
The production is seemingly on schedule.
Yeah, and I was reading, okay, I never read it, but I was in a doctor's office, and People Magazine was there. Come on, it's not, you know, it's not like the National Enquirer. But I did pick up People Magazine, and they had a really nice story, nice profile about Cory Monteith, and, you know, talked about him as a person and not just, you know, this actor. And so it was really nice, but I swear that they said that they were going to, the first episode would be, you know, that last week in September, and that they would do a tribute episode to Corey probably on the third or fourth episode of the season. So, and then right from there, they have the break because of the World Series playoffs. So, which would be October, would make sense. So I think it's going to start at the end of September, run for a couple of episodes, and then take a break. But in that time, they'll do the Corey tribute. Again, according to People Magazine, which, not the worst source.
There are worse sources. You know, I'm surprised at how many, like, I know the show's obviously popular, but I'm surprised at how many magazines I see with Corey and Leah's face all over it. I'm like, whoa, like, this is a really, actually, really, really a big deal. I mean, I knew it was a big deal for us, but it seemed like a really big deal to non-Glee watchers as well, based on the amount of, like, space. I literally saw more Cory Monteith magazines than I saw, like, Royal Baby ones.
Well, it was a slow news week, and it was a pretty surprising death.
Yeah.
But it is it is a good time to mention as well to the listeners. Thank you guys for all of your amazing emails. I think the show, which was really good for us to do, seemed to have a nice effect on the listeners as well. We got lots of really nice emails, people kind of saying that they were in the same place that we were. So, it was really great to kind of share that with you. And we are glad that you enjoyed sharing it with us as well.
Yes, I know a lot of people on Facebook, you know, said thank you. And it's like, it was as much for us as well. So it was good that we could do that together. And It was nice.
Well, here, let's listen to some voicemails before we dive into tributes. We got a couple. Here is the first one.
Hi, this is Carol out of St. Louis, and pardon my voice. I am getting over being ill, but I don't know if you've read it yet in the news, but Ryan Murphy has mentioned that in the third episode of this new season, they are going to address Cory Monteith's death in an upbeat sort of way. Yeah, think about that a minute. Not only is it a horrible situation to have to even, you know, discuss on the show, because, of course, Finn was never without his problems, but you couldn't help but love him. But an upbeat way? So I just kind of wondered what you thought about that, especially since Ryan Murphy and the other writers have been a little troublesome with dealing with serious issues. I just kind of wanted to know what you thought. Anyway, you have a great day. Bye.
Well, I think it's safe to say that when he says upbeat, he doesn't mean like Ding Dong the Witch is Dead. He just means like looking towards the future and trying to turn it into some kind of a positive message. I mean, there is positivity in loss, and you know, loss does remind us of our mortality, and it does, you know, remind us to reflect on the good times and to cherish the moments we have. And so I'm sure that's what he meant. I mean, you know, Ryan Murphy may have had his problems with Cory in the past, but I certainly don't think this episode is going to be some kind of, I was literally just about to use this word, gleeful take on a young man's death.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I mean, the impression I get from that statement is that it will be looked at more of a celebration of his life and the, you know, the career that he had, and that, you know, he was not only a you know, a talented young actor, he was also he's a sweet person, very caring, very giving, you know, supported several charities. They're probably just going to look at, you know, some of their fonder memories and their happier times with Cory.
Absolutely. Ed,
I would hope.
What do you like? What do you hope to see in a Cory slash Finn tribute episode or farewell episode?
See, I'm hoping that I said this last episode that they would do. See, I don't know if I'm afraid of them addressing it because I would be like, I wouldn't even know where to write, and I would like to just see them do a bunch of songs that Cory Monteith is known for on the show, and like just have that, like have those songs drive the storyline. That's what I'd like to see. Like that's a good way to do it, or maybe it isn't. I don't know. Maybe it isn't a good way.
I agree. I think that's actually a really nice concept of doing an episode that is like recreating some of his more memorable moments. I think that's a nice way. I mean, personally, I also think, you know, like there's a part of me that would love to see Glee talk about a kid overdosing. I don't know if they've set that up in Finn though. Like, I don't know if that goes back into Finn's history enough, and that his farewell will probably need to be something more based in his character's struggles.
See, it just I don't know. It just seems frustrating, or like from the writer perspective, because like you don't want to be too sappy, you don't want to be too upbeat, and you're like, oh, that's so, I understand they don't want to avoid it, but they can't dwell on it. It's
a lose-lose.
I wish them luck. This is a challenge. Like,
yeah, and if they write anything of his real life experiences into the show, would be really hard for a lot of people, you know, to just sit there and witness. You know, I mean, if it gets too real and gets, you know, too serious, then I think it's going to be way too sensitive and emotional for a lot of people to sit through. So.
Well, I'm okay. Now this is where I'm thinking that what they could do. They could have him on an airplane to New York to visit Rachel, and the airplane crashes. That's like, I don't know. That's just something I'm thinking. Was that terrible?
Where it's like an accident. Because
you definitely don't want like the wake scene. Like you do not want that. Yeah. So I'm trying to come up with a way to avoid that.
I mean, honestly, if he was still in the military, I think there could be a really interesting conversation about that experience. There's a lot of opportunity there, but yeah, this is a serious lose-lose, I think.
I'm glad they're addressing it, because just ignoring it entirely would be frustrating and not satisfactory for anyone. So I'm glad they're addressing it. I just wish them luck with addressing it.
Yeah.
And even if they do poorly, you don't hold that too much against them, because there's a lot of things they need to think about for real.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a near impossible situation for them to write properly, because even if they wanted to do an episode about, you know, the dangers of drug use and, you know, the struggles with addiction and, you know, how it's a disease and not, you know, always a choice, and I don't know, like there's so many things that, again, I think if it gets too close to what actually happened, I think people are gonna freak out, and, you know, maybe that's too far off base from what Finn's character, even in his most troubled times, might have gotten to. But they do need to do something, because otherwise there'll be no closure, and it will be like, well, you just can't say, you know, he leaves Rachel a Dear John letter and is never seen from again, because that just, people need the finality.
I also think that to leave a character like Finn, you know, love or hate Finn, you should love him, he's awesome. Love or hate Finn as a character, he is a very integral part of Glee, and so to there needs to, I feel that to leave it like where he just leaves a Dear John letter and we all end up hating him, I think that is doing that character a great disservice, let alone the memory of an actual dead person. You know, I'm sure they're gonna want us to remember him well.
And it's not gonna be, all I can imagine that it is going to be an accident situation that's not of his doing, because, you know, they you know, they're not going to have the texting and driving thing. They're not going to, I don't know. It is a bit of a struggle. But if anybody gets a chance, you know, you see that People magazine. It's a nice article. It's a quick read. You know, it's People.
Well, here, let's check out other voicemail. Here's one right here.
Hi, Josh, Jen, and Ed. This is listener Steffi from Orange County. I'm not sure if you guys are talking about possible tribute episode ideas or songs for tonight's show, one song that I definitely think they need to have in the episode is a Phillip Phillips song from his album The World from the Side of the Moon, and the song is called Gone, Gone, Gone. And for me, I just see it as the perfect closing group number. It would be a good way to end the episode, because the song isn't really slow or somber at all. It's actually pretty upbeat. And I remember reading an interview with Ryan Murphy, and he wanted the episode to be upbeat, which kind of scares me because it's coming from Ryan Murphy. But anyway, the song is a feel-good song, and it's about friendship and loyalty and what it needs to be like a good friend. And I just think it really, like, encompasses like what Finn and Corey were as people, and it honestly fits perfectly for Finn and Corey, because we all obviously know that Finn played the drums and Corey was passionate about playing the drums, and the lyrics of the song, like, it literally ends like this: like a drum, baby, don't stop beating, like a drum, baby, don't stop beating, like a drum, my heart never stops beating for you, and long after you're gone, 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 I'll love you long after you're gone, gone, gone. So, yeah, just a thought. I think this song would be the perfect way to end the episode. And I'm not, like, the one who came up with this idea either. Like, other people were saying this, too. But I just wanted to share this with you guys. So, hope you guys have a good show tonight. Bye.
Thank you very much.
It's interesting. I've never heard a Phil Phillips song.
You've heard Home.
Have I?
You've heard Home on the NBC Olympics. That was literally the theme song. Literally, right. I'm not even joking.
They kind of did Home on Glee too.
Okay.
Yeah. You've also heard plenty of music by Dave Matthews, which is essentially the same. And you've also heard plenty of music by Lee DeWise, which is also pretty much the same. And
okay. I don't... Okay, I take that back. I don't recognize any of Phil Phillips' music.
Gone, Gone, Gone was the send-out song on this year's American Idol.
Oh, was it really?
I didn't watch a single episode this year.
Oh, I think I... You're right, I didn't watch
it. It's okay. It's okay that you didn't. I mean, the top five was solid, but it was a rough journey to there. It was a rough journey.
I have no idea who won, other than I'm pretty sure it was a girl.
That is true.
Yeah,
it was a girl.
Yeah.
It was a girl.
They stacked the deck obviously.
And an African American girl. They like it was unheard of on Glee. I'm sorry, on American Idol.
Yeah.
Well, we did gather here to talk about tribute episodes. So let's go ahead and take a listen to a song from a tribute episode. This is from the Whitney tribute. It's How Will I Know? And it is remembered quite fondly by the group. It's certainly my favorite song from a tribute episode. So here's a bit of How Will I Know on the Gleeful Podcast.
Control, can't seem to get enough. Uh-huh. When I wake from dreaming, tell me, is it really love? Uh-huh. Ooh. How will I know?
I don't trust your feelings.
How will I know?
Ooh.
How will I know?
Love can be deceiving.
How will I know?
How will I know if he really loves me? I say a prayer with every heartbeat. I fall in love whenever we meet. I'm asking you, cause you know about these things. How will I know?
So we've had a handful of tribute episodes, and almost pseudo-tribute episodes, which we can talk a little bit about as well. We had the two Britney episodes. We had this Whitney tribute episode, which was called Dance With Somebody. We had Gleece, the Grease tribute episode, Michael devoted to Michael Jackson, Rumors devoted to the Fleetwood Mac Rumors album, Saturday Night Gleaver, of course, The Power of Madonna from season one, the Rocky Horror Glee Show from Rocky Horror, and Wonderful, which was the Stevie Wonder tribute episode. You know, for the most part, for me, this is a collection of pretty solid episodes. Like, other than maybe Rumors, I think these are all some of my favorite episodes of Glee. So they seem to be doing this concept of tribute episodes reasonably well, or at least they have a good track record thus far. Ed, how do you feel about the tribute episodes that Glee has done thus far?
I mean, I the albums I always listen to like crazy a lot. Like, I listen to the Power of Madonna album all the time, and the Rocky Horror Picture Show album I listen to a lot. So, and of course the Britney EPs. I mean, I don't know. It's musically I enjoy it, and I usually they make the show work well enough. Yeah. So yeah. I'm all about the tributes.
The tribute episodes tend to have a certain focus, you know, that other episodes don't always have. They are really going out with the Britney episodes, with the you know, certainly with Saturday Night Gleaver, like they're really kind of because it's a tribute, it's kind of forcing all the plot lines and all the characters to focus. And I think it's usually a victory.
And then I think, like, I feel like sometimes they have too many colors to play with on the canvas in terms of, like, they could just pull a song from anywhere and put it on. And when it's one artist or one specific theme, they're kind of forced to actually, like, pick a song that is relevant to the situation. Not all, like, obviously not everything is successful, but when it hits well. I guess that's...
Oh, definitely. No, I know exactly what you mean. Jennifer, how do you feel about the tribute episodes?
I enjoy them. I mean, they are more memorable. I mean, because, yeah, they do stay... They do a better job of staying on track with the theme.
Mm-hmm.
And... You know, for the most part, they pick artists that I'm quite fond of, and I liked Gleece. I know that you don't like the musical at all, so yeah. I mean, I pretty much think that they're all pretty successful and memorable, which is nice.
And I know that we're starting the season with two tribute episodes, which, if you want to know what they are, you can look them up. But I do tend to like to be surprise, by the songs on the show. But yeah, so we are starting the season with two tribute episodes back to back. So this is a theme that will continue, certainly, with tribute episodes. We got some suggestions from the listeners, and I'll go to Jennifer and Ed if you guys have suggestions. If you guys also have suggestions in the chat room for tribute episodes you'd like to see. Excuse me, certainly the most suggested tribute episode that I've heard, that we got an email all across the board, is the Disney tribute episode. People want to see the group do Disney songs. I think it's safe to say that's
never going to
happen.
With a Fox network, though, isn't it?
Oh, no, it's never going to happen. Like, that's the reality of the Disney tribute episode, is it's never going to happen. If it happens, amazing.
I mean, do people, I know people claim they want it. But do they really?
Oh my God! It would be amazing. Oh, it would be amazing.
I don't know if I will. Okay, let me rephrase that. I don't know if I really want that. I'm like, I'm just afraid those
I think it would be so much fun, like, to have like Sue do Poor Unfortunate Souls, and to have, you know, the Glee kids do, you know, Blaine could do like I'll Make a Man Out of You. I think it's just like top to bottom, you know, a whole new world on the show. Like, there's a thousand Disney songs.
I would be running into even song cliches would just be all up over the place. Like, and I don't know. I guess you're right. It would be good. But what I like what I like about New Glee, this is season 4 and Beyond Glee, is that it's always a surprise who's singing what song, since Rachel isn't the focal point anymore, and that's like some of the excitement for me was okay. Like, oh, so but I feel like if we're doing a Disney, it's like gonna be all everything that you just said would happen. Like, that's exactly what would happen, and there would be no like room for surprise.
I mean, I guess I'm kind of okay with that. Like, I like surprise as much as anyone, more than most, but I do think that would just be, it would just be fun to, like, because I can hear it in my head. I can hear Jane Lynch doing so many Disney songs in my head.
All the evil.
Oh, without question. Yeah, evil you roles. Pick it, man. Yeah. Like, you pick the evil roles. She'd be great at it. And it would just be fun to actually see that made flash. I mean, I know, Jennifer, you love the, you know, the Disney songs as much as I do.
I think it would be a blast. And I mean, I don't think, especially with the 2.0s, I think they're still, you know, so young and shiny that it would work, and they could really make it work.
Yeah, I mean, it would be funny because all the original, like all the OG Glee members would be desperate to get onto that episode. Like, all these people would be like, I know I haven't done an episode in a season or two, but could I get in for the Disney tribute? Yeah. It's not going to happen, but that is definitely, I think, for fan service, that is the number one tribute that you hear people talk about.
Yeah.
But then, you know, there's a lot of other fun ideas that people have had over the years. A couple from my from the email, listener Christine has suggested an ABBA tribute, which I'm kind of shocked they haven't done yet. But an ABBA tribute seems almost obvious. I think it could be super fun. Also, a one-hit wonder tribute, like a true one-hit wonder tribute, I think would be really fun. They always kind of hint at the Night of Neglect and the, like, we're going to make the bad songs good again.
Right.
But, like, a true one-hit wonder tribute could be a really fun episode to do. Walking on Sunshine, and which I know they did. But, you know, like, those types of songs where everybody goes, what else did Katrina and the Waves ever do? I have no idea.
Interesting.
You know, so that would be cool. I'm pulling up a couple more from the email. Let's talk about a Beatles tribute that people have suggested. And there was a couple.
I think I could do some nice stuff from that.
Yeah, I think that would be interesting. Listener Callum had an episode that's all songs about drug use. If you wanted to really get into like a serious drug use story, I mean, there are some amazing songs about drug use, both positive and negative, and you could really kind of have that conversation. Obviously, they tried to do it with the Blame It on the Alcohol episode, but
they made really... they made light of the situation, and
yeah,
it was kind of a mockery of the subject. So.
Yeah, and could
we see a full on K-pop J-pop tribute episode.
That could be. I mean, they already did
Gangnam Style, but they
already did Gangnam Style.
They can like, I don't know. Like, I know lots of people are, lots of Americans and friends that I have are into that stuff right now, and you know why not go full out kawaii and just make it happen?
That would be pretty. I mean, that would be a kind of hilarious thing, because K-pop is so much more popular with young people today than it is with anyone over the age of 30. And it would be kind of amazing to have a Glee episode that's so tailored toward the youngest element of the show. And some of those songs are quite fun. I mean, you know, mm-hmm.
Genre. You have a huge pool of songs, so there's no reason it couldn't be fantastic, really, in my mind.
I think it could be really fun. I mean, yeah, dig deep and find a lot of the really obscure stuff. That'd be fun. Listener Kate, she emailed and said, what if you did a mashup with other TV shows where they sang TV show themes and actually, like, were a part of other, you know, kind of like being a part of other TV shows in moments? That's kind of a common thing that like that 70s show used to do that a lot, and Friends would do that, like where the characters kind of get hit on the head and wake up as a cast member in some TV show. But it would be kind of hilarious to see a tribute episode to TV themes, considering Glee has no theme to play during the opening credits.
See, I always wanted them to do like one episode and just like have do a complete parody of like the Friends theme. Like, I know there's a YouTube video, but like do a really iconic opening sequence and use that for the opening credits one episode just for the lulz.
I totally agree. I think that would be hilarious. I think it would be a total kick to have that moment. And then the other one that's been mentioned in the chat room quite a bit is the boy band or girl band.
You know, that's going to happen. Like, I don't even mention it because, duh.
Hashtag. Like, it's just got to happen eventually.
Like, Fox could be like, oh, you're canceled. You only could do one more episode. And that would be the episode they would pull together. They're like, okay, we meant to do it. We're sorry. Fox gave us the budget to at least do this one.
I mean, it's true. Like, if they were to do kind of a boy bands throughout the ages type episode, and so really like have a song by the Monkees, and then, you know, have a song by the New Kids on the Block, and then the Backstreet Boys, and then One Direction. I mean, it could be really hilarious to kind of like really cut. I mean, the funny thing about boy bands throughout the ages is that One Direction could do a Monkees song and it would pretty much sound exactly right. Like, that style of music has been very consistent over the years. So it could be kind of hilarious. So yeah, that was going around in the chat room quite a bit. You know, the funny thing about tribute episodes, the reason I like them is kind of what you mentioned before, Ed, is it's an album to listen to, you know, like that Power of Madonna record. And that's one of the best bodies of music that Glee has put out. And the Saturday Night Gleaver episode, like, that's a really, like, you can put that record on and just listen to it. It's a record. It's a songbook. It's not just a bunch of isolated singles that are only unified by the plot of that particular episode. And sometimes not even then. So it is, yeah, I mean, there's a certain value to these types of things. And then, of course, the musical theater episode, but we talk about that all the time.
Well, it's kind of like
in my heart.
You know, see, what's awesome about what I liked about the Power of Madonna EP was they had that song that ended up getting cut from the episode, but was still on the album. And doing a tribute album would, like, I would love to hear some stuff that didn't make it. Like, one of these days, the Fergalicious track is going to come out with Mercedes and already on it. Like, one of these days, they're just going to be like, here you go. record extra songs, make it awesome, make the album awesome.
See, the thing is I feel like I'd rather just them make the episode, like, put more effort into the episodes than putting more effort into, like, stuff that has nothing to do with the show or nothing to do with the hour of television in which that I'm watching.
I'm assuming excellence first. In all categories, right? Isn't that what we should be?
Yes, of course. That is what we're striving for. Listener Chris in the chat room, this is funny. Listener Chris in the chat room just wrote, "You guys are so great for doing this podcast. I work on cruise ships, and it's the one thing that keeps me grounded."
Josh can relate.
I can relate. I used to work on cruise ships.
Has he tried an anchor though?
Wow. Nice.
No.
Well, let's put it out to the group. Ed, I will start with you. What is the tribute episode that you are dying to see?
The second you said this month-ish ago, I had my songs picked. I had my theme ready. I was like ready to go. I want an hip hop slash the new style hip hop that's sing-songy slash hip hop. So definitely some Macklemore, Ryan Lewis with Same Love. Some I love Hoodie Allen, and he's pretty, and his stuff is kind of sing-songy. And I sent a song to you guys or on the Google Plus chat.
Yes.
By Lord, it's called Royals, and I love it. Love that song. It hits hard, and it's poppy, and it's like rappy enough. I don't know. The second you told me, I was like, this is what I want to see. I want to see the hip hop album.
Well, here's a bit of that song you were just mentioning. This is Lord by Royals. Or no, this is Royals by Lord. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royals. It's a run in our blood. That kind of luck's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. That's pretty catchy.
It could be turned into a loving moment potentially. potentially depending on who's singing it to who, or it could just be a flashy group number. So I want to see the hip hop. That's my goal. That's my dream. That's my vision board.
Well, one thing I do hope about season 5 of Glee is that they stop trying to chase the next We Are Young. Because as awesome as that was, it became every single episode was two, if not three, songs that were so on the bleeding edge that it was like, I love when they would find something amazing on the bleeding edge, but you can only do that so much. And for me, it just got tiresome to just hear, like, constantly be going to songs that, like, wow, I never heard this one before. And I'm pretty plugged in, so it's a little surprising.
Well, they did do the song that we played at the opening. Oh, It's Time. They kind of did that song before it hit. So, not, like... And then Radioactive, you know they're going to do Radioactive.
Yeah, that's got to be like episode two.
Like that might be the opening number. Yeah. It's like how they did Call Me Maybe. They're like,
exactly,
we're doing Call Me Maybe right now.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, let's just get it out of the way.
So we're gonna do it now.
Yeah.
Hashtag deal with it.
It's fun. I mean, I do like when they show me stuff that I've never heard before. But yeah, it is this season was really about like, all right, we're really reaching for it. You know, we're really going for things that we're trying to make into a giant hit.
You know, it kind of, I hate to say that it kind of has worked in some capacities because I hear A Great Big World on the radio all the time, and I knew the YouTube video was viral, but I think Glee did a very strong job in making it a part of the public consciousness. That song, This Is the New Year, like I think they did it brought it to the public consciousness.
It brought it off of YouTube because like, that it, song it, kind it, of gone as far as it could it tra- on YouTube.
It transferred it went from one medium to the next, internet to the television, and once it's in television, it's like public. It's like for real public, and not just like, oh, that's an internet hit. Like, I feel like, I feel like some stuff gets like scoffed at nowadays. It's like, oh yeah, that was internet successful, which it could bring in millions of dollars, but
yeah,
but doesn't have any meaning in the real world.
But I mean, one of the great things about season one is that while they were introducing you to brand new stuff, well, seasons like one through three, more or less, while they were introducing you to brand new stuff, they were also reminding you of things you hadn't heard of in a while. And that was a fun thing to do, where they were digging up things like Run, Joey, Run. And, you know, when we would play stuff...
Joey, Run is just so awesome.
It's like, hilarious. And then when they would play stuff that, like, our listeners that aren't, you know, old white dudes that troll YouTube for songs like me, are, like, hearing this stuff for the first time. And that, I do miss a little bit of that. That wasn't as much in this last season of trying to, you know, like rediscover. The rediscovery was not as common, I think, in season four. I would definitely like to see more of that. Listener Kathleen in the chat room suggested a jazz tribute episode, which could be kind of fun to do, like a jazz or just to be a little more mainstream, like a big band episode. Do like a bunch of classic big band hits could be really fun. Though I do feel that most of the singers that could do that really well are not on the show anymore. It's interesting that when I think of the current crop of singers on the show, they're pretty straight ahead. I mean, as much as I like Marley and Jake, they're pretty straight ahead pop singers. I mean, they don't quite have the subtleties and the you know, and some of the
style
uniqueness, yeah, the style that Mercedes or Chris Colfer or whatever had. So I guess he's still there. I would say for me, the tribute episode that I would want to see on Glee more than anything is the Prince tribute episode. I think it would just be super fun to do, like, they could just do Purple Rain. And even though that, like, that's a great record, it might not be his best record, but it's like you could just do Purple Rain, and to have 14-year-old kids listening to Purple Rain, not just listening to, you know, 1999, but actually hearing the songs on that record. I would love that. And I think they could do some really fun stuff with the vibe. And if you're familiar with the Purple Rain movie, to kind of like bring in elements of that absurd movie, I think it could be super fun to just have an episode that is entirely Purple Rain.
Well, could they do a like we want to do When Doves Cry for regionals or nationals, and then have like three or four of them like perform their own like their personality's version of When Doves Cry. Like
you'd
for
get
real.
So tired of that song.
But if it was done differently enough,
I suppose.
I mean, like, that's a pretty great, like, track itself. So I think it has to be a great, like, it'd have to be, like, a legitimately a great, like, classic track like that. But you could have, like, Blaine attempting to do it all, like, a cappella, and then you could have, have someone do, like, a bluegrass vibe. I don't know. Or then someone could go punk with it. Like, you could do a lot of things with a great record. So, it would be cool to hear it done differently.
That's true.
I totally see what your point is. It's like, or okay, to prevent it from being too tiresome, they could spread out that storyline over three episodes and have one person do it. Like okay, this week we're going to have a Marley sing her version, and then next week, and then, which I realize that I don't know, that could be a problem too, because by the time you get to the fourth version, you're like, What's going on?
Oh yeah, exactly. What's going on? And Jennifer, do you have any tribute episode that you've been dying to see?
And not really. I mean, I guess, you know, now that, you know, we were tasked with coming up with this. I went through like a list of some of my favorite artists and think about why I like them and everything. And then somebody in the chat room, I apologize, I don't remember who, but it was a while back, they said that a nice tribute would have been, you know, Gone Too Soon. So featuring artists who, you know, had relatively short careers, you know, died at early ages. And so then that brought me back to, again, one of my favorite artists, Elliot Smith. And the thing I like about his music is, I mean, it's all very
you know, it's deep, it's a bit melancholy, but I think it lends itself to be presented in a broad range of ways. Like, I think you can do some of the bigger orchestration things. You can do like a nice chorus thing, or you could do like a total strip down, you know, somebody with a guitar, I don't know, Sam or somebody, I'm trying to think of who does that sort of thing, or Marley doing an acoustic version of Pizzola, you know. And it's like, I think that, you know, if done in the right way, they may actually have enough to inject into it of themselves, and it not just be like, oh, look, somebody's singing a grown-up song or something.
Yeah. Interesting. I mean, it could be... There is an argument to be made for just doing an episode of grown-up songs. Like, not doing pop songs for a week and doing, like, actual singer-songwriter, very private, intimate moments on Glee. And just, you know, that could be fun to see at this late stage of the game.
I mean, you know, and again, if it's done in a way where they're kind of revealing their emotions or, you know, sharing their experiences through song.
Yeah.
And not have it be, yeah, something, you know, more something not quite as bubblegum pop as some of the other stuff that they fall back on.
I'm surprised they've never done a pure country tribute, like just an entire episode of country music. That's all, you know, considering so many of the other things that they've done and how many country songs they have performed in one stripe or another. Just to do a purely country episode is kind of surprising. I envision in my Glee fan fiction that there's an episode where they go like on a retreat to a cabin in the woods and do John Denver songs for an hour, which is only really? That was your reaction?
I just think it's funny that, yeah, I mean, like that's something that was near and dear to you as a young person, and yet it still is. And
it still is.
I think it's nice you haven't
He's amazing.
Shed that.
Well, that's all I have. Ed, do you have any other tribute episodes?
I wouldn't mind seeing an Elton John tribute.
Oh yes, that'd be amazing. You're so right.
Yes. I mean, just because it's like such territory that so many people like do, and
it's so like the intention and the poetry of his music is so right for Glee. Like that's a no brainer. You're totally right, Jennifer. Any last tribute episodes?
No. Now that I'm thinking, because I think I'm still kind of stuck on the Corey tribute, and you know. Elton John's song Empty Gardens, like, just breaks my heart. The one that he wrote, I believe, for John Lennon.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah, so good. And, yeah, I mean, and he has such a range. I mean, like, decades and decades of music that they could draw from, and there could be something for everybody in there.
Yeah. That's so true. Yeah, that would be a fantastic episode. You are right, Ed.
Quite an oversight.
I think you win the episode,
part.
Ed. Yeah. That would be amazing. Yeah.
I guess this is kind of in line with something that I already said, but doing a Glee tribute would that be too much to ask?
We're getting a little meta.
Yeah, it's like
let's just be meta. Like
that's a season 6, you know. I'm going to say jump the shark moment, but that's a season 6.
Yeah, exactly.
That is a jumping the shark.
They're pulling out like all the stops.
Glee greatest hits album. What are you talking about?
That's funny. Well, let's, if you'd like to weigh in on anything that we said tonight, you can email us at gleefulpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us online at Gleeful Podcast. I'm at Josh Brunell. She's at Jenny B. Creative. He's at Edward Giordano. And on Facebook, just go to, or the website is gleefulpodcast.com, and then Facebook, just search for Gleeful Podcast, and you can join the conversation with the other fans. Ed, what is your new podcast, and where can people find it?
Right now, it's called Nimbus Magnifica, which I already committed to the name, so it's too late. but I like the name, but apparently, I don't know, I've gotten some mixed reactions on the name, but, it's whatever. I made the decision, so. #, deal with it. And it's nimbusmagnifica.wordpress.com. Do not buy the .com because I'm going to be buying it soon. So please and thank you.
This is aww, me buying the .com.
Please and thank you.
For the Gleeful Podcast with Josh, Jen, and Ed, I'm Josh.
I'm Jen.
And if you're a Minneapolis listener, please tweet me so I could meet you and then be like, oh, I met you, and that'd be awesome, right? Do you want to get a pint for that?
You're checking them off your list one at a time. I think that's awesome.
All right, well, that's it for us, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Do an a cappella tribute episode.
I thought of that.
That'd be interesting.
And then I just thought, well, they do everything in a sound studio anyhow, so it doesn't matter. It's still gonna sound
true
like it was done in a sound studio. Yeah. Nah, 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 nah.